Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Bleu. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Weiland. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Weiland. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Samuel Byrd. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting eighth. The catcher, Arndt Jorgens. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ivy Andrews. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Ivy Andrews. And now, play ball. Lou Bleu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bleu hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Jorgens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrd takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Grubb for a passed ball. Byrd moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Byrd scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiland fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fonseca moves to second. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Jorgens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-1 in the game. Sullivan is called out on strikes. 1 out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. 2 outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Fonseca hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Combs. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fonseca moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. Whatwood moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Whatwood scores. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, White Sox. Gordon Rhodes now pitching. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grubb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Bird hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell is hit by the pitch. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Combs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiland strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman strikes out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Gehrig moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. Larry moves to third. It's 6-2, White Sox. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry scores. Lazzari moves to second. It's 6-3, White Sox. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhodes hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bird hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and has Sewell trapped. There's the throw to Sullivan, who throws back over to Appling, who tags Sewell for the out. Combs moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a fly ball into right field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Combs moves to third. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball towards center. Whatwood settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Whatwood. Combs scores. Chapman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, White Sox. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Larry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Larry reaches second base with a double. Chapman scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, White Sox. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-6, Yankees. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jorgens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Pat Caraway now pitching. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 2 in the game. Rhodes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fonseca who is chasing the ball. Rhodes reaches third base with a triple. Jorgens goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Yankees. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bird hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari misplays the ball. That's an error on Lazzari. Kerr moves to second. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway bunts and there's an error on the play. Kerr moves to third. Grubb moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Kerr scores. Grubb moves to third. Caraway moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-7, Yankees. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grubb scores. Caraway moves to third. Blue moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's White Sox, 8, Yankees, 8. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 3 in the game. Jolly is walked intentionally. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. Caraway scores. Blue moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-8, White Sox. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Watwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue scores. Fonseca moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-8, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Yankees 8. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caraway fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Gehrig moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Yankees 8. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Grubb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazare settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway is 0-for-0 in the game. Caraway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Yankees 8. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazare is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Lazare hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jorgens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth pinch hits for Gordon Rhodes. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bird hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Yankees 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Wells now pitching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue strikes out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Jolly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Yankees 8. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Watwood. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 4 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 4 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Gehrig scores. Chapman moves to second. It's White Sox, 10, Yankees, 10. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jorgens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Yankees 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Watwood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Appling reaches second base with a double. Watwood moves to third. Hank Johnson now pitching. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Watwood scores. Appling scores. Kerr moves to third. It's 12-10, White Sox. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kerr, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Kerr steals home. It's 13-10, White Sox. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grubb moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Yankees 10. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey pinch hits for Hank Johnson. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood, who is chasing the ball. Dickey reaches third base with a triple. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Bird hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Bird reaches second base with a double. Dickey scores. It's 13-11, White Sox. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 5 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Combs reaches second base with a double. Bird scores. It's 13-12, White Sox. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. With 3 walks. Gehrig hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Combs scores. It's White Sox, 13, Yankees, 13. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Grube and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Yankees 13. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dickey now catching. Lefty Gomez now pitching. Bill Norman pinch hits for Billy Sullivan. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman strikes out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Jolly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fonseca strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Yankees 13. The Yankees will come to bat. Herb Jeffries now playing third base. Bill Norman now playing left field. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez strikes out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bird hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Bird reaches second base with a double. Dickey moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 13. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.